Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. We got our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Karen is the founder and the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She is an original member of the show, basically, not just a founding member of the Brain Trust. She's been with me since 1997. That's right. In less than the 30 days of me being on the air, Karen joined me for the first time and has somehow been able to do something to get her to keep coming back. And as you've heard me say many times before, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. She's our good friend and one of my heroes. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you
here. And happy New Year to you. Been able to talk, you know, and
no.
2011 has rolled in.
And it's 1/12 gone, too, by the way. It's hard.
Gosh.
Time flies, doesn't it, when you're having fun. Karen, the president last week delivered his State of the Union speech. And I didn't hear a lot in that speech for small business. In fact, I heard more things that troubled me about small business than were positive about. In fact, I think I heard him say the term small business once during the speech. What do you think?
Well, I think rhetorically, the president is trying to be a pro business type of guy. And he's done some, cosmetic things and some personnel things, at the White House to beef up, I think, his business agenda. And we heard a lot about innovation and competitiveness. And you're right, we didn't hear a lot about small business and entrepreneurship. But we also didn't hear, you're right, a lot of specifics in his speech.
I think he's trying to sound like a pro-business president, but I don't think he actually knows how to do that, Karen.
Right. And you've got to do more than just sound like one and talk nice things about small business and say you're going to be small business. I mean, it all comes down to your actions and, what the policy trends have been, not only in the past 2 years, but then what are the policies going to be moving forward? So
mm-hmm.
We're still looking at, the same things we looked at last year, which is, the implementation of the health care law, the financial service overhaul bill.
He's still proud of his health care bill.
Regulatory.
He's still proud of his health care bill, isn't he?
Very much so. I mean, he did say, if you have ideas, come to me to make it better. But he also said that, while we were debating that bill, and he really didn't listen to the small business community.
Right. There were plenty of ideas that were offered, but none were accepted.
Right. And we'll get rid of this 1099 provision. But that's just sort of the tip of the iceberg.
But if it's that easy to get, my point is, if it's that easy to discard, why wasn't it easy to not put it in? Why did it? I mean, this is an example of not listening to what's good for or what may be harming small business. I mean, there were plenty of opportunities to take it out, but they refused to do that because it messed up their numbers.
Oh, I know, and
so that makes that
and
that does
right.
not
I
make
mean, we,
that does not make small
had,
business owners comfortable with his message.
Well, right, and he did mention, the week prior to his State of the Union, he also did come out with his regulatory initiative, and that's sort of a wait and see too in terms of is he really serious about this? Because if he is, then the agencies are going to have to, in my opinion, relook at some of this,
right.
Some of these healthcare regs, and there should be some action on that. If he's really serious about lifting red tape and burdensome rules off of small business owners, there has to be tension between the White House and the regulatory agencies. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're going to be seeing that or not, because, as you know, they've been out of control. So, Yeah, right. In terms of the speech, Jim, you're right. There really weren't a lot of specifics. He did talk about tax reform and certainty and moving to a fair system, a streamlined system. But again, with no specifics. And, you know, really to me, over the past month, it looked like the White House has been catering more toward the big business community than small business. I mean, even last year, the door has been opened.
Well, how is that different from the last 2 years? You know, small business has got nothing but lip service for the last 2 years.
Right, right. But, you know, but I guess those the big business community would argue he didn't like any size business.
Well, I agree, but when there were bailouts, the big guys got it. Small business didn't get any help. Not that we wanted bailouts. We just want the government out of our way. Karen, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. Karen Kerrigan and I, we're going to delve into some of those specific regulations she mentioned earlier after these messages. 20 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.